The new survey of about 400 parents across New York State with children under four indicates that pre-existing educational and economic inequalities will only be deepened by the coronavirus pandemic.
Unfortunately, the poll demonstrates that our worst fears were correct, and that families that were historically underserved during so-called normal times are being disproportionately impacted during this crisis.
Ian Rosenblum is executive director of the Education Trust New York, a steering committee member of the Raising New York Coalition, which commissioned the poll. And the results published Thursday are troubling. More than half of parents of infants and toddlers are uneasy about their family's finances, and one in three parents are skipping or reducing their own meals because of the pandemic. That includes 42% of Hispanic parents surveyed and 39% of African Americans. More than one in three parents of infants and toddlers who normally rely on Head Start programs are also no longer receiving any kind of services.
It's heartbreaking to think 70 years after the Civil Rights Movement, we're still fighting for the most basic human rights, access to food, health, economic stability, and education for all.
Melody Baker is director of education at United Way of Buffalo and Erie County and a co-chair of Raising New York.
My fear is that once this is over, we'll go back to our regular daily lives and forget what uncertainty and discontentment feels like. If there was ever a time that we need to turn our attention to supporting all of New York's children and families, it's now.
In addition to greater public investment in childcare, several coalition members say that addressing longstanding inequalities will also take efforts to improve food security, minimize the digital divide, and expand healthcare access. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.